course, you had a lot of success in 2018 with your reimagining of the Talking Heads album, Remain in Light, 1980 album. I'm a big fan of the original, and you know the African influence is very evident in terms of the rhythms. But I had always heard the big single from that record, Once in a Lifetime, as a bit of a departure from that. But not so, right? I mean,
no.
your ear, it leapt out to your ears the first time you heard it, that there were African roots there. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was 3 months after I left my country. I ran out. I mean, I have to escape, literally, to make it to Europe and not putting my parents in danger of being in jail. And when the dictatorship, communism dictatorship came, they banned every music from radio. So by the time I arrived in Paris, I was desperate for new music. So I just throw myself in music. And the first time I hear the Once in a Lifetime, the first thing that crossed my mind was, oh, I wish my mom and dad would have heard this music. And it stays with me. And I never listened back to it. The song would be around my head. I would be humming it without knowing what it was. Until I met David Byrne, until I've done work with him, I never linked him to that defining moment where that song have lifted some of the sorrow and the pain of living outside of my country without knowing when I'm going to go back home came about. So when I start doing it, it was charged with a lot of emotions.
And you may ask yourself, where is the marriage or tomorrow? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful world. Letting the days go by.
It was charged with a lot of sadness because I said to myself, this music should have been home. And I would have loved to see my mom and dad dancing on it and having fun with it. So I wanted to bring it back to Africa. That's how I did it. And it's still emotional to talk about it.
And so when we listen to your very Africanized arrangement of Once in a Lifetime, that's a recording that was almost floating around in your head for decades, and it took decades to actually come out into the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to take rock and roll back to Africa. But they don't appreciate the fact that rock and roll is also African music. So I wanted to put it in a context where they could approach rock and roll differently and view it differently. I'm still